Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side. Still saying amen. Don't you be
to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Radio Church on YouTube. I'm telling you, it's another day the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our mind stayed on him. You don't know how important it is to have your mind stayed on the Lord in a time like this, with everything that's going on around about you. It's a blessing to be able to keep your mind stayed on Jesus and not get trapped and the things that you see that's going on around about you. I'm telling you, it is a time like never before. I don't know if you recognize it or not, even realize that the history is repeating itself. The Word of God says that there is nothing new under the sun, and God knows it is right. There's nothing new under the sun. You say that we see today that are happening, they have happened before. And, you know, you hear, you know, people say, this is something new here. No, it's not new. It's not new. It's the same old devil with the same old tricks that he had from the beginning. It's just using different methods of operation, but it's the same devil. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I heard Pastor Jake say the other day that the devil don't come to kill the women. He just come to kill the men. But don't you listen to that. That's not what the Word of God is saying. You know that that is not true. The devil's talking to your mind each and every day. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. Sometimes you can get so worked up and so many things come up against you. It's not just the men. It's the devil. He wants to a woman too. So don't you listen to that. It's a seducing spirit. It's a trick of the enemy trying to get your mind off from, you know, the Word of God. We got to stick with what the Word says, not what man says, and try to change it over to what God's Word says. You know, every week I'm disgusted, and I'm angry about what I'm saying, you know, going on in the churches on today. You know, the Bible says we can get angry, but to say that, that's, you know, so, yes, I'm angry about what I see. The spirit of Babylon is in the house of God. That spirit of defiance, that spirit of rebellion is in the house today. Oh, yes, that same old devil, that same old spirit is in the house today. And like I said, the spirit of rebellion, you look around in the homes, in the schools, even in the public place, you know, people don't have no manners, you know. I mean, they're all stuck on their feet, and look at you, like it's you. You know, I mean, that's the time we're living in. People just don't care. You know, the Word of God said that they would be lovers of themselves. In this man's house, we can certainly see that men are lovers of themselves. They're at any cost, you know, disrespect you. You don't mean a thing to a lot of people on today. I mean, the respect that people once had, they don't have no more. You know, even children respecting their parents, they say anything, yeah. And then the parents even look at them, you know, wrong. It's like everything that reverse. The child look at you, right? You the child. I'm telling you, you better wake up. The Word of God is there fulfilled. I'm telling you, I believe that America is a mystery Babylon, the great, don't you? Look around. You know, because, you know, I mean, there are like six objections, you know, that to faith in Revelation 18 talks about, you know, legitimate and Babylon, heavenly influence on the rest of the world to sin, to live lavishly, to, you know, to just want to go out of fame. You know, we can see that today. I mean, people do anything for things, to get things. I mean, even at the cost of your life, they will take your life to have stuff. You know, but you can't get no real life back. You know, but people tell you to have things. I'm telling you that everything is going down. That's the word of God. You can't let nothing go leave with nothing. I heard Chuck O'Donnell say he ain't going to heaven to be broke when he gets there. Well, I certainly would like to know what in the world is he going to buy. I tell you, you ain't going to need to buy nothing in heaven. I'm telling you, I mean, it's just foolishness that we're hearing today. But the word of God says everything is going down with the word of God, just like the Tower of Babel went down, and the Ark of God being brought into the house of Dagon. You see, they passed through wearing Dagon's hat, and you know, like it's going down. It's going down. The serpent, the dragon, is going down. He's gonna be cast down, just like he was cast down to the earth. But this time, he's gonna be cast into a lake of fire. Him and all his demons, everyone that's following him, all them brothers. You see, Jason, all his buddies, if he don't get right, we pray that he will get right. We don't want to see, just like Jason, don't want to see it in one parish. You know, that's not our goal to see it in one, you know, to put everyone down that they can't make it to heaven. Oh, excuse me. We believe in God for Bishop J. Stowe. I'm telling you, the enemy is a deceiver. You know, we just want to expose what's being taught, what's being said to you, that you'll wake up and you'll make the right decision, that you'll make Christ your master, your Lord, your Savior. Because either you're serving God or you're serving the devil. You're not serving both. Man can't serve, you know, the world and God too. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't serve Satan and God too. You have to choose which one is gonna be your, who you gonna who's gonna rule your life. You know, and Revelation chapter 18 verse 2 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils. Look at God's house, a habitation of devils in the house of God. And it said, and they hold of every foul spirit. I mean, they huff and cough it. I mean, head naked. Come on, in God's house. Come on, wake up. And a cage trap of every unclean and hateful bird. I'm telling you, the word of God said, and so all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath, which means judgment, of his fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth was what? Rich. Everybody, whatever it takes to get money, money, money coming, and money ain't coming to nobody but them because you're giving it to them. Through the abundance of their delicacy. I'm telling you, through this world system of just things, materialistic things, houses, cars. You heard the preacher say, I don't believe Jay-Z and P. Diddy and all of them should be the only one driving, you know, I guess Bentleys and Rolls Royce and all that. Hey, come on, all this stuff going down. Everything going down. Look around America. It's driven by cultural ego. I'm telling you, men's head are just so big. I mean, bigger than a big ear block. Look. I tell you, you know the most big old things that they used to go up in the air. Head is so big. I'm telling you, Lord knows, can't he fit it in the house of God that he is so big? And that's why he went into a coliseum or arena, huh? He ain't too big for the church now. Taking and put it out in a stadium, just like the Romans, you know, did back in the Roman Empire. They used stadiums and Coliseums and all this stuff that, you know, people now just saying mega this and mega that, you know, everything got to be big. You know, where God said, God's not the days of small beginners, you know. But I'm telling you, people, men's heads are so big, you know. Oh, you know, they think they so great. You know, they think they greater than God. And it's the same old devil that it was when, you know, Lucifer, he didn't want to be the musician. You know, he can't just do what God told him to do. No, he got to take over and try to take over God's kingdom. And you look, they said, you know, the first 50 years of his life, he was doing what, you know, I guess he was born according to the word, but now he's a person. No, I guess he means the rest of his life, he's just going to do what he want to do. So he said he's going to do what he want to do before he leaves. He said, so when he's going to look up at his church and say, I did what I wanted to do before I left. Lord have mercy. It's so sad. I mean, we just living in a time where, like Solomon and Gomorrah, devils everywhere. It's a bedroom gospel. Filthy everywhere. End time deception in the church. Wake up while you still have sin. While you still have a chance. While the blood is still running warm in your veins. While you still got the activity of your lives. While you can think for, you know, yourself and not be ruled by these men that's telling you it's man's power instead of God's power. Ain't that what? I mean, Satan, he tricked the third of the angels, told them, hey, look, I got all the power now. And you got all the power now. It's the God in you. It's all about you. Oh, my God. Wake up, church. Wake up. You know, you find out who's going to be your master over your soul. It's a personal decision when you, you know, when you think about it. You know, who's ruling this world system? The devil, he was cast out on the earth. If you read Revelation 12 and 9, it talks about the devil was cast out on the earth. To what? To deceive the people of the earth. Aren't you on the earth? He wants to deceive you. You can't be a people pleaser, worried about what people gonna say, you know, and do. This is a personal decision that you got to make here. You gotta, you know, I know we make people mad, you know, when we talk about, you know, righteousness. Because people don't want to hear righteousness. They love darkness. The word of God said men love darkness rather than light. So they want to stay in darkness. Well, that's why people get mad when we talk about, you know, making a decision who you're going to serve. I want a heavenly reward. I don't know about you, these earthly little trophies that you can put on your mantle and they can break and they can rust and, you know, and all this fame and fortune, you know, and some of the wheel of fortune, Lord have mercy. Well, I tell you, everything's going to go down, even that wheel, going to roll right on off on the ground. I'm telling you, everything is going down. Babylon is going to fall. And how can two walk together? Come on now, look at the church in the world. How two can walk together except somebody must compromise? Somebody compromising? God never told the church in the world to come together. He told to come out from the world. This is New Age devils, New Age pastors. Go back and look on YouTube and you'll see the New Age pastors when, you know, it took place. You know, all these younger pastors, they're not committed to God. They just been placed in these places because of their dad and their granddad and their uncle left them their church and stuff. He ain't letting be saved. It's like a business. Just turn the business over to the children. The children ain't even concerned and ain't even, you know, really being in the work to get the to even take over. You know, it's just like having a family business. The first, you know, the original person that started the business, they worked real hard to get the business up and get it running and everything. I mean, you really had to, you know, like, you just really sacrifice a lot of things to start the business. And, you know, can you neglect it yourself, even with food and, you know, because you really, really believed in the business and you wanted your business to grow. So you sacrificed a lot. So when you turn it over to your children, You just hand it over to them. They earn nothing. You just hand your business over, and they really not even don't put everything in it like you did. They don't even have a mind for it, or it just hand over to us, so they don't even care. You know, it's just the same thing with the business, you know, with working for the Lord. It's a shame when we look around at where the church is today. And these pastors are church over, you know, their business to the younger generation, and they don't love God, don't love the faith of God, so they care less. So they care less of what could happen to the business. So, you know, I mean, it's just a mega mess when you look around and see where the church is today. I'm saying stuff, the Lord filled the house. They just feel the same thing. All this work is just in vain. And stuff for the Lord build it. He said, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin and receive not her plague, her judgment. Come on. Come out of these churches that you see that are not teaching biblical principles or teaching you itch and ears things that you want to hear. Just live in a kind of way. Do whatever you want to do. Just don't touch the sin that I'm living in. Oh, come on. And then they come on, all roads lead to Rome. Why? Because they're doing the same, they're using the same Roman system. If you study the history of Rome and stuff, it's the same devils. It's the same devils. I mean, they were doing occult practices. Just everything was going on in Rome, you know. But we are not supposed to be trying to follow those. Road to Rome, all roads leading to Rome. We're supposed to be looking down that one straight path that leads to God through Jesus Christ. The only way through the Father is through Jesus Christ. He sent his Son to intercede on the behalf of his people to restore that where Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Jesus came on the scene and shed his blood for you and I to restore back to Christ, what has separated us from God was sin. Come on, people, don't go back into sin again. No, you must be born again from your sin on today. You know, it's just a modern day Babylon. Babylon is a rat. It's a rat. And we can see, you know, we sent our young men over, and we lost them. A lot of, you know, our young generation knew nothing about fighting. This is a war here. It's the same thing. It's a spiritual war in your mind every day. You're battling up against something every day that could really just blow you away. It's like a minefield. Your mind is like a minefield. One wrong move can blow you away. One wrong decision in your life can turn your whole life around and head you down the wrong road. That's what has happened. These pastors got their focus off of the Word of God, off the things of God, started looking another way, another direction, looking to the left instead of looking to the straight ahead and stand on the right road and the right path. God never intended for man's name to be bigger or try to be greater than he is. This is the same devil, the same demon that was using Lucifer, I'm telling you. And he was cast down on the earth, I'm telling you. And Genesis 11, you know, talks about the Tower of Babel. Now the man thinks that he's just so smart. He thinks he can outsmart God because of computers and technology today. You know, now the enemy feel like, okay, we got a new method of operation now, so we're going to try to rebuild the Tower of Babel. We ain't listening to God, you know, the promise he made about, you know, there ain't going to be no good, the promise he made, he's coming back again. We ain't listening to him. We're going to build our own tower. We're going to build it up to him. And I'm telling you, it's just so sad. Genesis 11 and verse 3 says, and they said one to another, go to let us make bricks. Let us, now God, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And that they had bricks for stone and slime had they for mortar. Verse 4 said, and they said, go. And they said, go to let us, excuse me, let us build us a city and a power, a week together, and let us make a name for ourselves. We can look at these pastors today. They feel like they done made a name for themselves. Or every way you look, they have a name. And all these leaders' name that you hear today, so now they done said, look, it's my name. Look, it's all about me. But no, it's not about you. It's all about Christ, because he said, except he build it, they that build is in vain. It's no good. Come on, wake up. You know, like I said, you know, even Jake's wife talking about King Jake. And he really thinks he is the king of kings, and Lord of lords. The devil is really fooling this young man. I'm telling you, he said he's been preaching since he was 17 years old. And he said he done did it all. You know, he said he's been around to different countries. And he feel like even in the video, he was talking about, you know, nobody cares about your name or, you know, and, lifting yourself up. But the whole while, that's what he was doing. He was bragging about where he had been and the senators and the presidents he had been before and the rulers he'd been before. But yeah, he was telling y'all, don't brag. But that's exactly what he was doing, all during that tape that we made of him. I'm telling you, you need to wake up. You know, he's telling you, don't listen to God. His wife said he's a king. And people are really listening to him. And they're really turning away from God. And they, you know, it's just so sad. He said, woe be unto the pastor, the scattered sheep. When you look around, people are really, really scattered everywhere. They don't, I mean, you can't even think for themselves. They can't even get into the word of God. It's just everything that this man says, they just believe it. But you really need to seek God like never before. I'm telling you, the tower of Babel that they're trying to build is going to be coming down again. The word of God said you can't do nothing without him. I mean, the man said he can do everything without God. It's the God in me. It's all about me. I am God, basically, they're saying. I'm telling you, you really need to wake up. And Genesis 11 and verse 5 say, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. It isn't that God built. It's for the children of men built. Not God. I mean, you know, trying to build and reach God without the plan of God won't work. Look around. There's a mixture. There's just an implosion of inclusion just everywhere. You know? It's not going to work. Compromising. It's counterfeit everywhere. It's not the real. You know, it's not real. Man's idea without God's plan is just going to fail. It's dirty, polluted, it's filthy, it stinks in the nostrils of God. His nose, I'm quite sure, he smells all the sin. Look around. It's just like walking in in a mule stable. You know, it's manure everywhere. You know, if you walk in it, you know, if you walk in a stable, you're going to smell stench. You know, and if you keep hanging around it, you're going to be guilty by association. You know, but right now we can see that evident in your lifestyle, where your feet are walking. A whole lot of people are walking in a mule stable. Just stink everywhere. It's just stink. Everywhere. And I tell you, you just look around, it's a sad, sad time. But Jesus is the chief cornerstone. I know in Rome, they said the cornerstone of the Roman Empire is just like what we see today. You know, people, men want to build their own empire. You know, how big is your church? And, you know, and they went and got this 501(c)(3) nonprofit money, you know, and now, you know, people these pastors just got to do everything, you know, that these, you know, people tell them to do. They don't went to these banks and got all this money and loans and know they didn't have the money to, you know, fix it. So sad where the church is. Man's empire is going to fail. except the Lord build a house, they that build it is in vain. And it's the same, you know, when I was doing my studies with Roman history and stuff. If you really just take your time and look, you know, the cornerstones for the Roman Empire was the same as what we see today going on in America. It was ambition, conquest, lust, murder, the power of unrevival technology. You know, it's about man's power. Jay has to these man conferences and tell them man is manpower. They got on MP on their shirt, man's power. Nothing about God. It is just so sad. Manpower, man don't have any power without God. We can do nothing. The word of God said without him, you can do nothing. You can't do anything. The Tower of Babel is trying to be revealed again with this manpower. Just make man think he can do anything. The man was talking up there on the table. He was like, you can't even touch the table. You can't even just, if you can't be here, it's not going to be the same. You just need to be here and the manpower and all that stuff. Lord have mercy. Come on. Tell a man to take your power back. Some man up there talking about, we all just taking our power back. Oh, my goodness. Man has no power without God. You can't do nothing. You can't breathe the breath of life into nobody. You can't heal nobody. You can't save nobody. No. It is just so sad. Man talking about taking his power back. Lord have mercy. They don't love God's plan for their own plan. And it's so sad. Look around. American preachers today, I'm telling you, their cornerstone is not God. It's not God's power. Their cornerstone is not, their blueprint is not God. It's not about God's word, what he told them to do. You know, it's man's power without God. It's to do God's will without God's, you know, word. You know, excluding God. Include everything and excluding God. You know, it's the Julius Caesar, Roman, see where Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar wanted to be like Alexander the Great, and you know, they fail, and then I was saying back, I say, yeah, it's just like, you know, everybody, T.D. Jason, the next Billy Graham, so like, guess he wanted all that, you know, recognition that Billy Graham had, and both of them, you know, headed down the wrong road, because Billy Graham's talking about them many roads. There's many ways. I'm so glad God is wide. You know, he has a wide road. No, the wide road leads to destruction. And you don't want to be on that road. It is just so sad. Look around, man, construction, trying to build, you know, everything, and people pledging their allegiance to man instead of God. Oh, man, you don't know how many, comments I get for talking about TDJ. Lord have mercy, you know TDJ. He don't even know you. You almost kill somebody for somebody that don't even know you or don't even care a thing about you. It's sad. And it's sad how people will defend people that they know nothing about. But you almost give your life for them. You know, don't talk. I mean, actually cuss me out. But you say you say. Filthy mouth, profane. Oh my God. Yeah, because you want to be like these preachers, and these preachers want to be like the world. So all y'all head down the same road. Destruction. Oh yeah, man trying to build his empire, glass houses, fancy cars, money coming to them, and they coming to you. America is just in a backslidden state. We look around, preachers is having conferences, and TDJs say, you ain't getting in there. That's basically what they're saying. You know, don't just, you make sure you get your, not just your hotel feed and everything. You better get your money trying to get up in there, that manifest, because other than that, you're going to be walking around the mall. That's around the mall. That's what they say. You ain't getting in there. I mean, but we got so much going on in the world. The enemy has tricked the church. I mean, we got so much going on in the world. with violence everywhere, crime everywhere, and they just filling their pockets and buying homes and selling books, and we're losing a whole generation, you know, with violence and crime and murdering of babies and homosexuality everywhere, sodomites everywhere. It's corruption everywhere. Drug use on the rise, and drug abuse and child molestation, adultery, divorce and dirty movies. I mean, hey, yeah. I mean, they have a Superman film out. Oh, my God, the church. The pastor running up and down the aisle with Superman suits on and going to the movies to look at Superman and get in the congregation to take their money and go and help the world build, you know. There's just so much stuff that we can talk about here. I'm telling you, there's so much going on around about us here. Cheating, robbing, lukewarm towards the things of God today. People don't want to hear it. They got a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. Occult practices in the church is everywhere. I'm telling you, but the word of God said 1 hour, judgment is coming. And everything gonna go down. All these pillar prophets of peace and prosperity gonna fall. Oh yes, oh yes. America's about to be shaken. Judgment is coming, and judgment is at the door. Yes, it is. So I'm trying to prepare you to awaken. This is confirmation from God's word that in 1 hour Babylon is gonna fall. Everything's gonna go down. I'm telling you. All lifting up man and forgetting about God, everything is going to go down. When the word of God told us to come out, come out of her people. This is a call for people to, just detach yourself from all this mess you see in this world system. It's a call for you. We tell you to come out, my people, and be not a part of, of her. He's telling us to come out. He's giving you a chance to come out. Come out of Satan's kingdom and get into the kingdom of God. 2 Chronicles 6:14 and 17 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Well, what fellowship? He asked you a question. What fellowship with righteousness or unrighteousness? What for a person that wants to do the right thing have in common with somebody that wants to do the wrong thing? Please tell me. And what communion have life with darkness? Come on. Use some common sense here. Even when you walk into a room, if the room is dark and you plug on the light, the light switch, pull it up. What happens? Darkness leaves. So they cannot be in the same place. We can use this little different illustration to bring some sanity to your mind. Because when you look at the church, they sure look like they're insane. They're double-minded. A double-minded person is unstable in all of your ways, in all of your decision-making. You're going to be, unstable. But like I said, what has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communication has light with darkness? Like I said, except for when light comes, obviously. And what concord has Christ with the lie? What does Christ and the devil have in common? Nothing. Nothing. Well, he out of the temple. He's talking about your body. You can't do anything you want to do with your body. He says, "What? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in him and walk in them, and I will be their God." He didn't say James was going to be your God. He didn't say none of these preachers were going to be your God. He said, "And he will be your God. And they shall be my people," his people. He will tell us what to do. "Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate," saith the Lord. "And touch not the unclean things," all this filthiness. Come on. Filthy talking, filthy doing, people coming together, the secular and the world. Secular is without God. He said, come out from amongst him. And he said, what? And I will receive you. That's the only way. That's the only way. You better see that, you know, you cannot walk in, you know, with God and the devil too. You can't walk hand in hand. You know? It's just so, so sad. The Bible keeps telling us over and over not to be unequally yoked with those that are unbelievers. Don't believe like you believe. You know, yeah. I mean, they only can just go pull you their way. The word of God says in Psalms, you know, it talks about, you know, the wicked watches you to slay you. So the world was watching the church anyway, waiting to slay them. And now look at them, the church and the world look alike. Can't tell them apart. Can't tell who's on the Lord's side from who's on the devil's side. And it's just a shame. Because what? You can't tell them apart because they're just about association. Oh, yeah. The guilt of sin. And only Jesus' word can remove the sin. It's staining your life today. If you don't remove yourself, you are guilty of her sin. And her place, her judgment, will come to these people as well. Our righteousness is not over looking like, you know, the elite, powerful men you see today, you know, with all the... You got to live a certain way or certain status. You got to have a certain amount of money and all that. Oh, come on, people. Babylon sin is piling up. Just like it did with the Tower of Babel. And Babylon sin will pile up like the new Tower of Babel. Arrogant, prideful. Rebellion of Babel. It's just a shame. Even when I was doing my studies, it was talking about the Roman Empire. They sold people as they were building. They sold people like animals. They were selling people, you know, just like they were a pair of shoes. Then people today, they don't care. They sell out, sell you out, sell your mama, sell their children. We see all this taking place in America. Mothers are selling their babies, you know, for drugs and for sex and, you know, for money. You know, it is just a sad time that we are living in. Jesus coming back. He's coming back. He's coming soon. We need to get our house in order. The word of God says, choose ye this day when ye will serve. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I pray today that you will say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We will go through some of those videotapes or all of those videotapes that we at church have. And we're going to take our time and we're going to just look at what these people said out of their own mouth. It's not what I said. It's not that I'm lying on these people. You're hearing these words coming from their own mouth. I'm showing you words that came from their own mouth. What is it going to take for you to open your eyes and really see what's taking place in the church? What is it going to take for you to see that you need the true and living Savior? What is it going to take for you to see that you need to really make a choice and a decision whose side you're really on, that you cannot walk on both sides of the street at the same time? It's impossible to walk in the middle of the street, and a car come and not get ran over. It's just impossible to try to walk on both sides of the street. you really need.
Take your time. I'm asking you, please take your time. Go to the Red Church YouTube. Don't forget about even me. Just take your time and look at those videos and listen to what these people said out of their own mouth. Kimber Rail, the Mary, and come on, wake up before time is too late. Something's on the line. Jesus goes to come. Get your house in order. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for the word of God. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We have the word of God in our hearts and we will not sin against you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for realizing that everything is going down but your word on today. We pray for unsaved loved ones and our friends and our nation and leaders and pastors that are leading people astray, God. I pray that you would look at their hearts and pray that you would deal with them. Deal with our nation, God. We pray in the name of Jesus for the peace of Jerusalem. You said you'll bless those that bless Israel. We bless them all today. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus for our nation that you will save us before destruction. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus Christ, the dear Lord, God bless you.
We pray that something has been said that will stir your hearts. As our I can praise God for your if you're there.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the word tonight.
Praise God for you.
Thank God for the word. I was thinking back on when you were saying in the part where it says, we can tell where your feet has been walking and it's full of stink. And it made me think about your feet represents your lifestyle. And the church today does not resemble the lifestyle of Christ. Their character does not resemble that of Christ. Because you see, when we talked about the mega church, how men are lifting up themselves. T.D. Jakes talked a whole lot about his personal accomplishments and all these things that he has done in his lifetime, but not one time did he ever mention the name of Christ. And
right.
Instead of lifting up Jesus, their whole conversation, a lot of times when you talk to so-called Christians, you know, like me and you talk a lot, and our conversation is about the Lord. But
yes.
The people nowadays, and they can have a whole conversation and not even mention the name of Jesus Christ.
That's true.
That we are the body of Christ, but you're not mentioning Jesus Christ.
All right. Something wrong with that.
Something is definitely wrong with that. They will lift up themselves. And then you had Brown on the Ready Church and on the blog and how he was making mockery of the Holy Spirit. He was making mockery of the church and God's people, but yet they're sitting in the audience laughing when the devil is making mockery of you.
Right.
You know, it's just really, something is really wrong. The devil is really deceiving the church today, and it's sad that they could just sit back and laugh with the devil.